from WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. This is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. On November 4th, Louisiana voters are being asked, as they were in 2012, to decide whether to protect nursing homes from future budget cuts. WRKF's Sue Lincoln reports.
We're caring for the sickest of the sick and the oldest of the old.
Joe Donchus heads the Louisiana Nursing Home Association and says Constitutional Amendment 1 on the fall ballot is crucial to the health of the elderly and profoundly disabled.
It's so vitally important that the state establish a stable funding source for not only the current number of elderly, but those into the near future.
Amendment 1 would set up a dedicated fund supported by existing fees self-imposed by nursing homes. Home health care providers, disability advocates, councils on aging, and hospice service providers oppose this amendment, fearing that by locking up the funds, we'll be locking away our elderly and disabled, only in nursing homes.
That's at the exclusion of home and community-based services for the elderly and people with disabilities.
Jan Muller, Louisiana Budget Project Director, says that's not what senior citizens need or want.
Every survey I've ever seen shows people want to stay at home as long as possible when they get older and more infirm.
If this debate sounds familiar, that's because this is take two. Voters approved a similar fund in 2012, but that one, the Medicaid Trust Fund for the Elderly, wasn't as tightly protected. It's been used for home health care and disability services and raided to fill other budget holes. It is now nearly empty. Sue Lincoln, WRKF News.